And that seesaw is multidimensional, to where it not only does it cause that seesaw to not work well, so that enzymatic process, let's say, doesn't work well, but also now everything it's connected to also does not work well. And that means that you have brain fog, sluggish thyroid, sluggish metabolism as a result. Your adrenals don't really accept the nutrients, or they don't build the hormones because you don't have the building blocks of the hormones, which are minerals.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. This is with Barton Scott. He is an expert on all things mineral and health optimization. We have a discount code for you. It's Dr. J, D-R-J-A-Y. That'll get you 20% off. The website is called Upgraded Formulas. I'm going to keep the intro short and sweet. Just sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and I'll see you on the other side. This is Dr. J Corsandi, and you're listening to The Best Night Ever, the show that's dedicated to helping you get your best night's sleep. Over the last 20 years of treating patients, I've worn many hats, including dentist, engineer, psychologist, artist, corporate executive, and more. I've found that the key to success, health, and longevity lies in sleep. And that's why I created this show. I want to teach you how to make sleep your best friend. Join me on a journey to uncover cutting-edge science, life-changing tips from renowned experts, ancient and modern sleep secrets, game-changing routines, and lifestyle hacks that will educate, inspire, and ultimately help you get the best night ever. All right. Welcome to the show, Barton. Excited to have you here.
So good to be here. I know we've talked for a while, so it's good to be on with you.
Finally made it happen. So I know we were talking before the show, and before we get into more about you and what your company does, I guess let's start off with what's something that's happening recently that's gotten you super excited.
Today, I know we haven't talked about this before, but we're launching something called Upgraded Mood. So our company's called Upgraded Formulas, for people that don't know me. And I'm a biochemist, researcher, CEO, and nutritionist, and developer of a new process around minerals that allow them to not be digested and be absorbed without digestion. And we use hair testing to understand which ones you need in consultation. So this product is something I've worked on for about a year and a half to get it just right. And it has a blend of things. Interestingly enough, what they found, what really kicked this off and kind of like got my heart going, was a couple years ago, I read a study about how groundwater that was missing lithium and was directly correlated to the highest rates of suicide and depression in the country. Wow. And it just shows you how elemental we are as people, and how we ignore the periodic table, and we do so at our own peril, and we do so by accident, really. But the result is the same if we're not testing. So in this way, so yeah, that's today, literally today, Upgraded Mood is coming out, it's launching, and very happy about that. I think it'll be very helpful to a lot of people.
Yeah, looking forward to that. You mentioned something, absorbed without digestion. So mm-hmm. What does that mean?
What that means is, think about how, and this is helpful for the magnesium conversation that, I have to
we'll
have
get
a
into
lot.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is true for all of our minerals. It's true for magnesium. It's true for the lithium I mentioned. It's true for the chromium that's in that product and others. It's true for all minerals. When your body gets these minerals from food, does it ask, the question I would ask you is, does it say, I need multiple forms of, for example, magnesium when you get it from steak or salad? And the answer, when you think about it, is of course not. No, it doesn't. It's broken down to just its most basic form, and it's absorbed. So at that point where it's absorbed, that final step was the goal to get to. And that's what we do. And that's why it works.
What is the difference between vitamins, minerals, electrolytes, elements? Like these tend to be confusing for people.
Right. I focused on this area of minerals. Think about you know, you hear so much news about vitamins, but the fact is news is typically a regurgitation machine. And what's important is almost by definition left out of the news. In this case, it's minerals, which are elements. And on the sort of negative side, heavy metals, which are the we hear about plastics again, plastics in your body, you know, are very important. Like you want to not have that. Now, heavy metals are much more important. And that's not an opinion. That's a verifiable fact through chemistry and physics. And just the things that it limits, the rate reduction of steps in a process, all sorts of things, which means just what does that feel like? Well, low energy, fatigue, poor mood, mood swings, easily angered, all sorts of things, schizophrenia, just all sorts of mood behavior, either from a lack of certain nutrients, even something like salt, and too much of certain things, too much copper, too much iron, too much lead. In fact, they see the people that go back to prison again and again and again have really high levels of certain things. So we know this is really the area, the mental health area, is really where I'm most passionate about, what I'm most interested in as of the past couple of years, at least, which, you know, I've had the company for 7. It's just such a big world to be able to play in and help people with.
Yeah. So we're both in that kind of biohacking, wellness, health, longevity crowd. And I've seen over the years, people will boast about how many supplements they take. You know, I take 50 supplements a day. I take 100 supplements a day. Why are supplements so popular now? What are the pitfalls? I mean, are people just shotgun approach, taking too much of the wrong stuff?
Really good question in terms of pitfalls. So we actually, I know you probably hear this phrase often, test, don't guess. We actually own the trademark of that phrase, the copyright. I don't mind people using it. I really don't. We're not a litigious company because I believe in the concept behind it. And I just want to make sure that we could always say it. So we own that. And that's really my answer to this is, if you're not testing, when you really stop and think, I don't want you to start judging yourself, but just realize what I'm saying, the truth of it, and then just change behavior immediately is what I would recommend. If this is you currently, yeah, again, no pressure, no harm, no foul. But the current harm is that you're taking things that you're high in, so you're literally elevated, and you think you're here, you think you're low, but you're actually way up here, maybe off the chart. Literally off the chart. My hand, for people that can't see this, is literally like outside of the field of the camera right now. And this means that if, let's say this is your calcium level, if your calcium level is way up here, you should actually stop taking the holy grail of vitamin D that everyone says is so good and there can be no wrong done. Doesn't that sound like BS? Like, doesn't that, you know, just kind of, oh, wait, so you can take as much of this and more seems to be better. And like, you know, with the, you can take it every day, like, and you don't really have to test. And as long as you're taking it, not, no, unfortunately, it's not that simple. Our bodies are a multidimensional piano where you play one key and there's a ripple effect and it's beautiful throughout the rest of the body. And yet it's also really problematic and painful if you don't have that map to understand that. So I always say our bodies are speaking a language that we just unfortunately do not typically, most of us, understand or speak. And if you've ever been to a foreign country and felt really out of place in a conversation, that is how, and you're like, wow, this is kind of uncomfortable and like maybe it's not that big of a deal. But if that's you and that's you trying to make health decisions, and then the response is just, well, I'm frankly too lazy to test, or and that probably comes off as I don't have time. Then, you know, this is the wake up call that you needed. Like you're welcome because I needed that a long time ago. And if I didn't get that, we wouldn't be here today. Yeah, I mean, I had insane levels of brain fog that caused me to lose 2 jobs after I had studied chemical engineering. So I became a biochemist, and I was helping my mother. I was born to older parents. I got pretty lucky with my parents, but the caveat was I knew I wouldn't have them for as long. And sure enough, my mom's health started to decline when I was in my early 20s. And, you know, try as we all will, none of us were able to really help her. I helped her slim down, drop a few pounds. She's never really overweight, but like just, you know, feel better, have more energy. But because looking back, the things that I could know now from what we do and how someone, you know, if you've ever lost someone that you care about, then this is important. And it, I mean, you do feel powerless, and there's action that comes from that. If you're a strong individual, I believe that you start to go, I don't want others to feel this pain. And that's why it's easy to go to work. Cause I've had jobs where I did not want to go to work for sure. Cause I didn't have that heart alignment. And I really believe our hearts and our minds, when they're aligned, we're only then are we at our peak. So we can biohack all day, but we have to find that alignment, and we have to find what we're here to work on. And that can change throughout life. But right now, this seems to be the thing for me. Yeah, I feel really good when people write in and they talk about the benefit we're giving them. Vitamins versus minerals, that's what I would say. And ultra high levels of anything in the body, they're going to have a consequence. So you can't megadose anything, just as a rule. Just understand that. Chemistry 101, really. You didn't have to get to organic chemistry or PCHEM or any of the advanced chemistries to understand that really heavy weight on one side of the seesaw, and that seesaw is multidimensional, to where it not only does it cause that seesaw to not work well, so that enzymatic process, let's say, doesn't work well, but also now everything it's connected to also does not work well. And that means that you have brain fog, sluggish thyroid, sluggish metabolism as a result. Your adrenals don't really accept the nutrients, or they don't build the hormones because you don't have the building blocks of the hormones, which are minerals.
If someone's listening and they're saying, okay, this resonates with me, I want to go down this path that you're talking about in terms of testing. We know there's all kinds of different tests. There's blood tests, there's hair tests, there's urine tests, there's stool tests, what's a good starting point to start this journey if someone's looking into this?
I really believe that we can find the answer there. I haven't said it this way before, but through math and chemistry, sort of a derivation, we can derive the answer. And the way we derive that answer is a term I have like coined before, which is periodic law. And periodic law, to me, when I say that, what I mean by that is periodic table in action. And the periodic table, I want to make very real and present for you as you're listening to this. That table, although you might have had a not so amazing reaction to it when you saw it in, you know, eighth grade, ninth grade or whatever, is the building blocks that we know of here on the planet. And we agree on that. And that's why it's there, right? We're all on the same page, yep. Right? Why? Okay. So based on that knowledge, why would you consider, or you could say, why would you want to stay with the blood test you're doing if what you're learning right now is that blood is you on your best behavior and minerals are best found in tissue? Hair is a form of tissue. And the only problem with hair is that it's complex to analyze in terms of you need someone that's really skilled to analyze it. You can't read it yourself. I wish you could. It's not possible. So I've spent the last 12 years becoming an expert in that, because the more I've learned, the more it's just unraveled layers and more energy than more awareness than more awareness than, you know, more rabbit holes than, yeah, just more exploration, because energy determines what we achieve in life, right? It truly does, right? And that in that way, it becomes our habit. And in that way, that becomes our habits, become our personality, our personal reality. So yeah, that's what I would say is a hair test. And we have both a test and a consultation you can do virtually. It ships to you, and you can do it from anywhere in the world, with the exception of, you know, a few countries. But if you're listening to this, you're probably in one of the lucky ones. So
yeah. So would you say like a blood test is more real time and a hair test is more historical data?
No. What I would say is that blood is you on your best behavior. when it comes to minerals and vitamins, particularly. You know, if you're testing, for example, testosterone, yeah, you can look at that in blood. But what it's not good for is, and I, you know, I wish there was one test where you could just test all of it and you'd be fine. But frankly, it's good to do a, you know, a GI map, and it's good to do a mineral test. And if you're not doing both, you are never going to be optimal. And if someone tells you different, then it's just because they're trying to be nice, or they don't know that, like, what they don't understand. They're not aware of what they don't know. And I have compassion for all of that, but I want people to know the truth. And, you know, the periodic table, again, in action, you can't ignore it, right? It's just, it's too big. It's too enormous. It builds everything. Like, literally every hormone in some way, shape, or form is built out of, every vitamin is built out of these elements. So when we put the elements in our body assembles in a way that we do not even understand. So what I do understand, what I have been able to do, is figure out how to get them into the body without digestion, and test and see what are you missing, and then just let the magic and the miracle and the wisdom and the innate intelligence of our bodies do the rest. And that's, I mean, that's really, that's it. So
yeah, that makes sense. The body's kind of like the assembly plant,
the chemist,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. The body's the ultimate chemist. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I like that approach. Speaking of kind of what we put in and your company, I think, you know, your start and your focus was on minerals. It looks like it was, you know, zinc, magnesium, potassium, things like that. Why what prompted those to be the first or the ones that you put emphasis on?
Right. So I figured out the technology around minerals because I understood that minerals really built everything, and that vitamins were useless unless you had minerals there to activate them. So, for example, vitamin D, if you don't have boron, doesn't get activated. Very few people know this.
I didn't know that.
So many really smart people do not know this. And it's just because, I don't know. I don't know why it is, but it's very important to understand. So yeah, and then too much vitamin D causes calcium to overabsorb, for as an example. And if you already have low magnesium, which 80%, 8 out of 10 people, if you're listening to this, you have an 8 in 10 chance of having a magnesium deficiency today, right now. Also tomorrow you have an 8 out of 10, and the day after 8 out of 10. It is literally a daily requirement. Vitamin D is something you can store, you can build up. If you miss a day of sunlight, you can go out and get more. Now, it still feels better to get sun every day of, right? But our bodies can store that. It's fat soluble. With these minerals, you need to be taking them every day to be optimal. And understanding that it was so critical for us to absorb these tiny little rock and metal fragments that build our planet and build us, I knew that if we got that right, every other thing would be, it seemed like the most deep down fundamental part. And most of us, I realized that even at 22, 23, 24, I didn't have, even though I had pretty much a six pack, I did not have good gut function. I felt like, you know, I still had bloating. I still had, occasional diarrhea. I had, like, you know, and I didn't have a perfect diet, but I ate organic. I already knew about grass fed. I already was gluten free. I was already detoxing my home. I was, you know, already aware of relationships. I was, you know, doing all these things and going, I'm still not optimal. And I still had low thyroid function, and I still had autoimmunity, and I still had brain fog, and I already, you know, lost a parent, and just watched the vitality drain out of someone that was so vivacious and so intelligent and so caring, and seeing that and going, wow, she had a pretty low stress life, you know, too. She was retired at that point. She had, you know, I'm sure I and my two sisters stressed her out at some point, but, you know, like, all in all, like, had a pretty good life. She had, like, kind of the dream and was retired and could do anything. And I just thought, man, how many had good access to medical care, like, really good. And I thought, man, how many people need this? You know, it seems like everyone needs this. And looking back, you know, if this resonates for anyone, it's really why I share it. If you have bone spurs, like my mother had bone spurs, calcium deposits, looking back, that is a sign of magnesium deficiency. It's a sign of mitochondrial function not working. It's a sign of, and mitochondria usually don't function because they have elements like too much calcium. They're causing a lack of nutrients into the cell. So it's a hardening throughout the body, stiffening of the joints. And our bodies are electric, and the electricity needs to flow throughout the body easily with as least resistance as possible. So all of those things led to, more inflammation, less blood flow, less, oxygenation of tissues, all these things, which led to drugs, which led to medication, which medication to surgery, surgery, more medication, and then gone, I remember thinking, being at peace with that is one thing. And then understanding that improvements need to be made is another thing. And that's where we are today.
So when you said that you were relatively healthy on the outside, but still having problems on the inside, what was the missing piece? Was it the minerals?
Yeah, for me, it really seemed like it was minerals. I had been in a lot of sports, competed at a high level in a couple of different sports, mainly wrestling and football. And I had really low sodium. I had really low magnesium. And I couldn't really seem to get, I had blood sugar issues, chromium, manganese, what else? My calcium was high because my magnesium was low. My potassium was low. Yeah, all the adrenal minerals. So all of those were low, potassium, magnesium, sodium. So yeah. So with that, there was just a lot of lethargy, and I would just beat myself up. I'm sure as you're listening to this, you're like, yeah, that negative self-talk of like, I should have more energy. I should be off the couch. I should be doing writing the book. I should be playing with the kids. I should be getting the workout in. I should be getting the work thing done. I'm procrastinating. Energy becomes habit, and habit is how you feel, you are who you are, seems to, it's so deterministic. And it's tough that we beat ourselves up for things that are solvable. We just often don't know. So yeah, here to, kind of share and help. And that's what this is about. So yeah.
Spread the word. Yeah. I remember when we first connected, you were really talking about the minerals, and that's when I was at probably the height of my supplement kick. Mm-hmm. And man, I was taking all kinds of supplements. And then as I dug deeper into what you were telling me, I was like, okay, wait a second. I might have this backwards, right? And I have noticed shifts over the time as I focused more on these minerals.
Yeah.
Speaking of minerals,
that's amazing. It's great to hear.
Yeah, thanks. If someone's listening or someone comes out and says, you know what, why bother with these minerals? Why don't I just eat a bunch of raw liver every day? There's a guy on the internet that likes to eat a lot of liver. What do you say to people who say, I can get all this in my diet itself?
Most people aren't going to eat raw liver or liver of any kind. And I don't know how much the capsules have. And you can do that and still not have enough. Like, we underestimate how much our bodies, if you really want to get a lot done in a year, in a day,
you eat a bunch of body, testicles.
Yeah. Just like eating testicles all day is probably not going to do it. And like, I don't know, how many friends you're going to have. No, I mean, I think it gets things like that get notoriety because they are strange and outside of the norm by definition of what someone would do. And that's why it gets clicks. This is an approach that you can do reliably throughout your life. And you can also eat raw liver from time to time. You probably don't want to do that every day though, because you're going to have too much copper. That's the other answer that people never talk about. You probably have too much iron.
Let's talk about copper and iron.
I'd love to.
I've heard different camps, a lot of people in this wellness crowd say go donate blood. regularly to, you know, deplete iron, especially if you're male, right? We don't have periods.
Even menstruating females, though, we underestimate how much iron is in the body.
So let's talk about the copper and iron relationship.
Okay. So there's a recycling system in the body that people seem to be, I don't think it's ignoring. I think it's just like a lack of awareness. Our body recycles a large amount of the iron that we consume, like above 90%. And that is significant. Like, I'll just let that sink in. Of the iron you consume and absorb, 90% of it. Also, like, let's say you have low stomach acid, by the way, on the liver or anything else you eat, you absorb a fraction of that. Our goal is to give you something that you absorb completely. We can't say 100%, but, you know, 99.99%. Because there's just no reason biochemically why it doesn't absorb. And then we test your hair before and after to show that it's working, that your levels are improving. So iron and copper, you need both, and they balance each other and they push each other out, which is interesting. So there's a lot to think about there with, oddly enough, we just put up a post today on upgraded formulas on our Instagram, and it's just like exactly what we're talking about. So in hair testing, we look at an iron to copper ratio, and you know, if you have too much iron, you actually feed infections in the body, you feed parasites and other organelles, and then, you know, if you have low or high iron on the HTMA, you know, that can be connected to different things. But when you have low iron on a blood test, that does not mean, and this is like a really important one of many important moments to really hear in this, which is, if you're low in iron on a blood test, it does not necessarily mean you're low. In fact, most often, 9 times out of 10, I would say, the majority, overwhelmingly, you're not actually low in iron. You're low in iron in your blood because your blood is you on your best behavior. And what your body is doing is it's innately intelligent and it's protecting your organs from too much iron. So it's storing iron in parts of the body in your tissues that we can then find through hair. Because hair is tissue, skin is tissue, your organs are tissue. Your joints are tissue, bone is tissue. We think of them as different things. It's all different striations of tissue, different strengths. And it's sequestering, it's storing so that your blood remains healthy as possible, but phrase the lifeblood. And then we go test your lifeblood and we go, Jay, you're fine. And you're like, I feel terrible. This symptom, that symptom, that symptom, hair's falling out, energy's bad, my thyroid won't work, my hands are super cold, mood is off, I feel anxious, I don't sleep well, my confidence is down. Literally, even confidence is related to nutritional status, sodium, potassium, how you feel. Do you feel safe in your own body and skin? So, and then too much, like copper, to move copper throughout the body, you need good adrenal function, which that depends on bile. And bile is built in part out of, again, the elements that we can test for. So, you know, if you have a high copper, or let's say it this way, let's say you have a high iron to copper ratio. So that's a sign of a bacterial infection that you most likely have, whether you know that or not. It tells you that you most likely have a copper deficiency and you most likely have iron overload. So in that case, you most likely do have high iron. And then in the opposite case, and we would really only see this in hair because you wouldn't even see the ratio. And the ratio is more important than the individual level. I want that to really sink in for you as you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. So when you have low iron to copper, that is a sign of a viral infection. Low iron to copper. It's a viral infection, it's anemia, or it's copper dysregulation. So, and we have a whole blog article on upgraded formulas if people want to check out more. And I'm sure that you do, because you know someone that's like, I was on the phone emergency call with a friend who's, you know, I didn't realize this, but she's been getting iron transfusions and now she's having to drive like hours and hours to get them because blood shortages. So yeah, I am in the camp of go give blood, but I am also in the camp of test your levels. And no, you can probably start off by giving blood. And if your iron levels are low in your blood, just checking for understanding here, does that mean anything? The answer is absolutely it does not. You need to go check it properly. And I don't care what your doctor says, because they don't know the kind of things we're talking about here right now. It's not their fault. They just weren't trained in this. They're trained in medication. And that's probably not what they intended to be trained in, but that is what the training was that was given to them. And it's like the only rare doctors have conversations like this, and only rare doctors continue to learn. Like the average person, whether it's a doctor or any other field, doesn't continue learning after they finish their degree.
That's just the start.
That's just the start. That's just saying, hey, you're smart enough to memorize and retain and do enough to get through this and have enough follow through. It doesn't, you know. Yeah. So.
All right. Do you see, or what other supplements or minerals that people misuse or don't know how to use or incorrect with?
Let's see. We've talked about vitamin D, so I'll skip that one. That's a huge one, though. Take magnesium with your vitamin D. I love ours for all the reasons we talked about. I'm just going to mention this. We're doing a clinical trial, double-blind, placebo-controlled, like totally randomized, very expensive trial to prove that upgraded magnesium is the most effective sleep supplement at improving deep sleep. It's more improved, it's better than like your grandmother's magnesium. It's better than the one you just heard about. It's literally like the best. And pretty soon that's going to be verifiable fact by April. So that is, I'm super proud of that. It's been like 10 years in the making, and it's just changed so many lives. So I want that stamp of, so we're investing heavily in that. So take magnesium whenever you take vitamin D. And you know, take K2 and like you've heard about, but take boron too, take B6 to help utilize the magnesium. Other mistakes. Some people, I am one of them. This is a, well, actually, no, that one's too random. I'm not going to use that one. It's just like too random. It'll just like confuse people. frankly, it's like, wouldn't be kind to share the iodine. I can talk about common deficiencies for sure,
sure,
and how
sure.
People and, are, how about let's talk about like what people aren't aware of, if that's okay.
Yeah, even
so, like, you know, people aren't aware of that they are, if you're listening to this podcast, congratulations, you have a potassium deficiency and an iodine deficiency for sure. Like, I am so sure of that. I got to a point too, Jay, when I'd done so many consultations before I had a team years ago, and I did it all over the phone. So I'd be looking at someone's hair analyses, and part of it, I was just like gathering data still. I was still enjoying that process. And you know, I was working on the manufacturing process, and you know, we maybe had a couple products out. We didn't have like every solution like we do now. And I got to the point where I could hear in someone's voice, because I like what they were low in, because I could look at what they were low in and then hear their symptoms, hear their complaints, ask them about those things, and then realize, wow, that really hollow sound in the voice is these things that are, they're low in, like consistently. So now I can intuitively, just like sit across from someone. If I really try, I can almost guarantee like one or two deficiencies that for sure that they have.
All right.
So it's become this thing. So I always say, like, with hair testing, if someone ever tells you like, oh, you know, like, it's, you know, like, don't use it, and here's why, I will just say they don't know the kind of things that some of our nutritionists that work for us do, because they've gone through the course that I've put out for practitioners. We have a course on the site. They've been trained by me. They were really, really smart to begin with. They have to be kind, brilliant, and they have to be able to teach me something. Otherwise, we don't hire them. And so it's a good bar. And so I'm proud of our team. And they can read a hair test to you in a way that, just like I would, which is, we can tell you 8 or 10 different things about yourself that, like, I mean, I've done this for Ben Greenfield. So many of, like, the who's who have gotten in touch just to have their hair test, like, reviewed, because we can sit across from someone, not even in the room, just virtually anywhere in the world, not even on camera, and tell them 8 to 10 things that we would otherwise not be able to know. So, you know, you tell me if it works. Like, yeah. It's changed my life. It's just a matter of, like, helping people understand. I feel like that it's a powerful tool. And then, yeah, go on and do other tests too. Like, go on and do a gut test. Go on and do a stool test. Like, yeah, go. But, you know, when looking at something like a Dutch test, the Dutch test matches up with the adrenal portion of our test. A thyroid, like the broad spectrum part of a thyroid, I still like doing a thyroid blood panel, to be honest, because it shows things like RT3. But the overall, like, is your thyroid under or overperforming? We see that in hair as well. We see immunity. So we know your chance of viral susceptibility. So I think the main way to answer this question is, again, test, don't guess. And that's where most people are making mistakes. There's just not testing. Like, so many of the smartest people, like, there's a very, very famous biohacker who's a friend. I won't name his name. I won't say his name, but he didn't know his blood type. He didn't know his blood type. There was something I was asking him about, and I was like, wow, holy shit. Like, how do you not know that? Yeah. So, like, that gives you evidence, like, how rare it is that we slow down enough to take care of ourselves and really listen. And something that came to me in a ceremony once was that the greatest teachers are the greatest listeners.
Yeah.
And just that stillness that we cultivate is important to know, okay, this keeps coming up. This keeps coming up. All right, that's my cue. I've got, let me go and do this now. Like, it's just listening, getting the answer, and then putting down the phone and taking action when you have it. You know, it's just, and then just doing that again and again. And then you build this great life. The great life takes energy. So, yeah. These are electrolytes too. I'm sorry, I didn't answer that part of your question earlier.
Yeah.
So minerals like magnesium, by itself is electrolyte. If you put it with a blend of other things, like potassium and sodium, you know, those are all electrolytes. Chloride is an electrolyte. So I bind our magnesium product with chloride because, again, the form, remember this, if you take nothing else away, with our process, the form does not matter. Everything you've ever heard doesn't matter. I could put every form of magnesium in there. You don't have to. That's not how it comes from food. And we've been okay for millennia. We don't suddenly need the man-made invention of, oh, we're going to put an amino acid in, and then suddenly it's going to be hunky-dory and only this one gets by the blood-brain barrier. It's like, well, hello. When everything gets digested, it gets into the blood cells, which gets into the brain and goes beyond the blood-brain barrier. It's like, just like when we think about cramps, whether it's a leg cramp, PMS cramp, or a headache, which I refer to as affectionately as a brain cramp. Mm. Like, we think these things are wildly different. And again, we just don't, once you start to really speak the language in this way, it's kind of like that movie Avatar. Like, if that was the only world that you ever saw, you would go like, well, this is just how things are. And then you'd come to Earth as we know it here, and you'd be like, wow, this is a strange place, but that's a different language. This is a different environment, different rules. Like, this is just kind of understanding the rules of engagement, the environment that we're playing with. It's kind of a weird example, but I think it still works.
Nice. I want to talk a little bit about salt, just because I think there's some misconceptions there between, you know, sodium chloride, mm-hmm. salt on foods. I know I go over to friends' houses and they're like, oh, this, you know, food is too salty. My blood pressure is going up. And
oh, man. Stuff.
Maybe we can just touch on that real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've had a few people that I know personally that I found out way too late. They died there in the hospital, and they ultimately died because the doctors, in their, you know, lack of understanding, took them off of sodium because they were retaining fluid. Now, if you're a doctor or practitioner, or you know someone listening, please share this episode with them so they can be informed about this, because they are actually killing people from a lack of understanding. That's the most extreme case, but this does happen. This has happened to two people that were near and dear to my family.
Like, were they high blood pressure?
It was just a mixture of different things, but for sure they were retaining fluid to such an extent that they had to be put on morphine. And I was like, look, you can set your watch to it. If you don't put salt back in their diet, all they need is a saline drip. Like, put a saline drip in. Oh my God, you're gonna see consciousness. They're gonna come out of the coma. They're gonna all sorts of things. They wouldn't do it. They're gone in 72 hours in both cases. And it was just, you know, literally swelling to retain the sodium, not because there's too much, to retain it. God, it's just, so this is why I say I have a hard stance on this, that is from my perspective and all the years of things like this I've seen at this point so many of these cases, hundreds of these, you know, like literally the not only wrong information, but unfortunately the exact opposite of what someone should be hearing. So I'm so glad you answered this question. Most doctors, you know, because they were trained in medication, it should be malpractice for them to give nutritional advice. You should have to go to a nutritionist for that, or you should have to go to a naturopathic doctor for that, or you should have to go to someone else that you can trust, knows what they're talking about, and not just give your heart, soul, energy, vitality over to someone that is in the power, this power position, this authority position. This is why I wanted to make it so that anyone, the average person, the layperson, can go and order a test and a consultation on our website. No permission, no walls, no barriers, no go see a doctor, get a script, none of that bullshit. Just take care of yourself. Like, no one's coming to save you. Here's your knowledge. Please help yourself. Please help others too as you get well. And that's just, if we don't do that, we have no chance. So it's just about breaking these barriers down, because that process, objectively, I think we can all agree, is not working. And it's insanity to keep doing things that aren't working. And it's not working. And it's not improving. We have to change the model. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I feel the frustration for a sleep study in my world. You have to get a physician's order, prescription. Yet you can go get a pregnancy test at the local drugstore off the shelf. And last time I checked, wow, the sleep study is not invasive. It's just measuring, you know, data. So,
oh my God.
Frustrations. I get that as well too. We're getting closer to the end of the show here, but let's shift gears a little bit to something that we both enjoy, is, you know, biohacks and fun stuff. It's called Best Night Ever. We're always looking for best sleep. So you do have sleep focused. Well, I guess you could focus it for sleep, but maybe you could tell me some hacks that you like for sleep, help our listeners.
Oh man, I wish we could just put on a sleep master class together, because I feel like we would just do such a good job of this. I love talking about sleep. I'm going to try to keep this short. I've been, I apologize for everyone listening. I've been really long-winded in some of these answers. It's just, I'm so passionate about this, you know. I just, it's, it really, it's every, it's elementally everything, you know. Like, it's
no pun intended. Yeah.
Yeah, it's everything. So when we get this right, like, the, I think of it as these divine puzzle pieces that are falling from the heavens that sort of just click together, you know, because we get our, you know, what's actually happening in the body, our enzymatic processes and our proteins are being activated. Just magnesium alone, if you absorb it, activates over 3,100 proteins and over 800 enzymatic processes in the body. And it's used to make energy in every cell that has mitochondria in the body. That's just one nutrient. And that can help with the iron overload, by the way, which most of us have, even if you're at, even if you're, you know, a menstruating woman, most likely still have iron, but because, you know, especially if you're eating meat. Anyway, all right, we covered that part. This, though, sleep, for sure, magnesium every evening, honestly, for the rest of your life is my protocol. Like, unless your hair test really says, like, and here's the thing, if you go and read it and your hair test shows high magnesium, it can literally mean, based on a number of other things I won't go into, that you're actually losing it because you don't have cofactors like B6 and different things. So if someone will go, oh, I'm high, I need to take less, it's like, no, like, maybe let's look at other things. Anyway, but back to sleep. So hopefully that made sense. If not, rewind that and listen to that again, please, because you probably won't hear it anywhere else, respectfully. And yeah, so for sure, that's, I'll tell you what I do. I do that.
Yeah. What's the Barton stack for sleep?
Yeah. The Barton stack is upgraded magnesium, B6. I take, like, I'm an active guy and I'm 190 pounds. And I take like 4 or 5 of our capsules a night. Now, some people might only take 2. And then I take some potassium and what else? I take B6, and that most nights, that's like all I take. A little bit of salt, a little bit of sodium, some trace minerals. And I, because all those trace minerals will activate different things. So that's pretty much, that's my like most basic. I do at least that, even when I'm traveling, like I do that for sure. I come back from like a 12, 15 hour day, like at an event, I still do that. Yeah. So, I mean, these are the things your body needs to make the adrenal hormones. And then during the morning, I do like all the building blocks of thyroid hormones, which you can find in our Peak Thyroid product and our upgraded iodine. That product has literally, Jay, gotten people off of thyroid meds, those two together. And then our magnesium has literally gotten, like, Sean Wells, who I think you know is a friend.
I know Sean, yeah.
Yeah, he did a video for us. He's created like more supplements than almost anyone alive. He certainly knows like what could work and should work. He said this publicly, so I can say it. He was taking a sleep drug for years. Like, I don't know how long. I think it's for sure years. I don't know how many years. And he just couldn't get off of it. And I met him and I was like, man, you seem different. And he's like, yeah, I've been taking upgrade magnesium every night. I stopped taking my sleep meds. And I've heard that from like many people, but it was truly, I think that was one of the turning points when I heard it from Sean, who's a close friend. And, you know, I was like, wow, okay, even Sean. Okay, got it. Wow. All right. I guess this really works, because was he taking other magnesium products? Yeah, for sure. So we've had people get off of anxiety medication. Again, you need to speak with someone that's nutritionally informed. I will not say doctor. I'll say someone nutritionally informed about whether or not that. Now, and then most doctors, unfortunately, and this is the truth, I helped my dad with prostate cancer to kind of beat it and overcome it. And I told him, I said, hey, look, at some point you're going to have a conversation with them to get you off of these drugs. Because if you don't ask for it, I don't think they'll ever do that. Do you understand? And he's like, yeah, I understand. Okay, cool. And I was so delighted that like he just got off of things and he has more energy now. He doesn't have that mitochondrial stress. Going back though, I want to give a real, I want to do it justice. Sleep-wise, eye mask. Oh my God. Please find an eye mask that you enjoy. Your life's going to be better. Sleep with a fairly cool room. Mm-hmm. I like to have a mountain lion in bed with, no, I'm kidding. no mountain. That'd be wild. And also not make sense. Yeah. So those are my like top musts. Yeah.
That's a simple one, because you know people reach out to me for sleep hacks all the time, and they send me this laundry list of like just 30 different things they're doing, you know, ashwagandha and chamomile and melatonin and all this stuff, and they're like, I still can't sleep. So to take it's it one step back and say it's the, you know, it's elemental or minerals or cofactors, I think that's a big missing point in what they're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, cool. This has been great. I love learning all about this from what you've taught me as well. Early on, I mean, it's been probably 2 years now. Been doing focusing on less supplements and vitamins and focusing more on mineral. I mean, I have my own little morning thing. I make my water. I add little drops of this, and I've got the salt mix as well too. I do that before saunas or hot yoga. If I got a big sweating session, I'll take a whole bunch of minerals, which is like so detoxifying and flushing. It's amazing. So
it's so good. Yeah. Cause your adrenals work then, you know, at that point really well. And people are overdoing it in sauna for sure. Yeah. Like I love the sauna, and yet I supplement so much more than most people.
Yeah.
Of the things we talked about just now. So yeah.
Cool. If people
that's great to
learn...
hear. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, we mentioned a little bit throughout the show, but if people want to hear or actually learn more about you and your company and your offerings and the testing and the different products that you offer, where do they go? What do they do?
Yeah, I would say check out, search Upgrade Formulas Hair Test, search Upgrade Formulas Magnesium, Upgrade Magnesium. Those are two really good starting points. And I think the rest will, you know, we'll take it from there. You can check out our Instagram. We put out really good content, including three blogs, like actual like blogs you want to read, like things that most people aren't putting out like really anywhere. And we do that every week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that's just free. And you can just like get that, get on our email list. We put out like real content. I'm proud of that, like deliver value. And not just like only try to sell things. Although like, yeah, we have to sell things to be able to help people for sure. And the products, like I said, Sean literally got off of sleep meds. He's not the only one. I just don't have time to like really go into tons of these things. And then we have some new products coming out, like Upgraded Tea, which is a testosterone booster that's good for men and women. Because fun fact, cool one to leave you with, is that, did you know that women have more testosterone in their body than men? And if you did, you're a genius and you should pat yourself on the back, or like you're very informed, at least, you know, you're very informed. But most people don't. And it's something like at least 10x the amount of test in a woman's body, but maybe as high as 38 times from what I've seen a range. And it's the first hormone to go. And it's like really deleterious to relationships when someone has low testosterone. Sex drive is just not going to be there. And like, then they start blaming on the relationship and they're like, oh, it's someone else. I need to change people. And it's just, man, I'm so passionate about this because it's how nutrition becomes personality. And yeah, it's how it changes our lives. And, you know, you can say fate all day, but there's certain things that are within our control. And you still have to know how to trust and let go and all of that stuff too, but it's a lot easier when you're healthy.
Yeah. All right. Any last life lessons, life hacks, entrepreneurial tips, anything that you want to close out with that has been meaningful for you?
I read I think in the last year, the book that's impacted me the most has been The Surrender Experiment. So
Surrender Experience.
It's just like deeply, you can read it or you can listen to it on Audible, whatever you prefer. So
I'm gonna have to check that out. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's a wrap. Yeah, we're going to have to do another episode because, you know, there's way more to dig down through this rabbit hole. I'm sure people want to learn more about all of these things and the connections. So we'll get that set up. This has been awesome. I'm so happy we finally got this done. Thanks, Barton. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Hey, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you are looking to learn more about what Barton and his company offer, you can check out his website, Upgraded Formulas, and the discount code is Dr. J, DRJAY. That'll get you 20% off. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have the best night ever. See you on the next show.
This broadcast is for informational purposes only. Statements and views expressed in this show are not medical advice. The show, including Dr. J. Corsandi, the co-host, guest, and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of any information contained herein. Opinions of the guests are their own. We do not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests, nor do we make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. If you think you have a medical problem, please consult a licensed physician.